Okay. So, so you got the majority of information anyway. I mean, yeah. Primarily the most important thing really is that obviously you can withdraw any time from the study, apart from when it goes onto the internet.
It's too late then, yeah. You're in trouble, you change your mind then.
Exactly.
Uh-oh.
But up until that point, and, yeah. and we'll sort of tell you when that point's going to be.
I'm sorry, I just want to watch my
bit. Yeah, I think I'm going to watch mine. but yeah, just to let you know, you can withdraw at any point, yeah. And even during today, if you don't feel comfortable with any of the questions, obviously you can just say it's fine, but hopefully they're nothing too invasive and probing or anything. So, you're right, do you want a drink of water?
Yeah, no, I'm okay, thank you.
You're alright. And did Alice kind of tell you a bit about the study?
Told me it was there for the education, for some kind of education thing, or about teaching and helping teachers.
Basically, there's not that many teaching materials for looking at qualitative research, and it's quite undervalued in undergraduate.
Yeah.
In undergraduate modules to do with psychology, I think it's become more and more popular. So that's why Alice has set this up, really, just have a good kind of teaching material that you can use to teach people how to do qualitative research and how to do interviewing. Different types of interviewing and stuff. So, that's pretty much what it's about.
Okay.
And then that's what's going to be made available online, so it can be used by everybody. And then there's going to be a book as well, I don't know if you've heard about that.
You said something about a book or something, and Alice was like one of my lecturers, so you mentioned stuff, but Alice was quite... so you mentioned something,
you're trying to focus.
And he goes off on a tangent, and you're like, hang on, what am I trying to pay attention to?
What the book's about is it's based on these interviews, and then each individual person's going to write a chapter about different qualitative research methodologies, so grounded theory, interpretive phenomenological analysis, it's called. And then each individual writes a chapter about different. So it's basically a good kind of methodological handbook on how to carry out different sorts of qualitative research. So it's going to be used for that as well, which is going to be used for undergraduate research methods as well. So that's what it's about, really.
Okay.
Yep. Okay, so I'm going to close the window because I think it might be slightly noisy. It's not too bad, we've just got a massive waste truck who's stopped outside. Yeah, all good timing. I think it's quite quiet at the moment, there's no students around, has everyone gone home? Pretty much.
We have our exams at the beginning of May, so...
Right, so it's about home time, isn't it? But you're obviously from Liverpool.
Yeah, I live by there.
Oh, right, okay, nice.
Not too far for me to get to. Well, yeah, I'm originally from here, so...
Right, so it's not too far for you to travel. So you don't have to go home anywhere, because you're already here.
No, this is home.
Yeah.
around the city centre, so...
Oh, brilliant. Okay, well, like I said, basically, you know, any questions or anything you want to kind of, you know, say, or if you want to break or anything, just tell me and the two, we can stop the recording and everything, so that's fine.
Okay.
Does that sound all right?
Yeah, that's great, thank you.
Okay, so as you know, this project is about friendship. I want you to think about one of your friends, and can you tell me how you became friends with this person?
He's probably my best friend, I suppose. I was working as a fitness instructor for the council, and he was a customer, and he used to come in like every day, so we just, this was about 12 years ago, and then, and we just got to know each other, and then like he came on a few of the staff nights out, and then we're still friends now. And that, although I'm not a fitness instructor because I got ill, and but we just stay friends throughout, so we're still really good friends. And although he lives in Runcorn now, and I still live in Liverpool, and I would always talk to each other on the phone and see each other like once a month, twice a month for a night out. So
okay, and does he tend to go to Liverpool, or do you tend to go to Runcorn?
If we've gone for a night out, he tends to come over here and he'll stay in mine, but like because he lives in like the middle of nowhere, we tend to go over here and it'll be like a house party or a barbecue, so we'll stay over there. And
right.
If we're having a night out, he'll come over here because he prefers like Liverpool, because it's where we always used to go when we were younger anyway.
A bit more going on in Liverpool as well.
Yeah, I think it brings back the memories when we were young and mad as well. And that's here. And
so that's quite a nice variation as well, I guess, isn't it? So you've got kind of your place over here, or you can have a bit more of a party. and then his place in the middle of nowhere, but you can still have like mates around.
Go around playing on his Wii and stuff and barbecue and it's nice, it's a good of friendship and that. It's good to have a friend that you know you can always turn to and that, you know. If you fix up the phone like that, you know, I'll be there and like it's vice versa, so lucky in that sense to have, you know, best friend like that's why he springs to mind, because it's much more like a brother relationship than a friendship, I suppose. Like, you know, when you get that really close friend, and that, you know, what each other's thinking and stuff.
And does that differ from your other friendships that you've got?
I've got lots of friends, but I'd consider I've got like one or two best friends, probably like a best friend, because he's like going to be my best man. I'm planning on getting married in 2010, so he's like the best man type of friend, and then there's like other friends, you know, but the friends, the bloke friends, the girls that are friends and you talk to them, but you know, you just like different, honestly, you have like friends where you work as well, don't you? And you know, like you build relationships like in university and work and stuff that are friends, but you know, different types of friends, you understand what I'm saying?
Different groups of friends.
Yeah, different relationships, some that are more like family, and some are just people that you go out and have a drink with, and you know, some that you'll see like in a work relationship, and...
So what kind of, so you've been friends for 12 years, this friend, and what kind of things would you do together to, you know, sort of pass the time, what kind of...
Play golf, pool, bowl, and when we see each other, and like we used to play when we were young before we got gone. Like he's married now, and before, like I'm engaged, and when we were living at home, it was different. We'd have like Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and you know, like we play golf a couple of times a week. But as you grow up, and you get other commitments, and I think things change. But we still get the odd game of golf, but like work commitments, like he's working, he runs his own business now, so I mean. Your commitments are different, so it's hard to try, you know. You can't just decide, oh, I'm going to go and play golf a couple of times this week and stuff, so. And like the weekend, and like you sort of have to spend your time with your partner, because you haven't seen, because they're working, you're out and that, so you don't really feel like saying, oh, I'm just going to leave you for 4 hours and go and play golf.
You want to spend more time with your partner. So is that so? You feel like the activities that you do together have changed since you've known each other?
Have changed. But we're lucky. My partner and his partner, they get on really well. So I mean, like they can have like a girly night, and like we can go off like to the pub or something, or you know. So it works quite well still.
Yeah.
I think we could all. We just like to have barbecues now and sit around drinking rather than going out dancing all night.
That's probably age for you, isn't it?
You get all of them and you find it takes 3 or 4 days to recover, and it's just like, no.
Can't cope with that much.
Especially if you're in work the next day or something, you're just like, oh, well, you just want to die. It's alright when you're before 21 and, you know, you just don't get hungover, and then, you know, after 21 each year, slowly gets worse, I find. I'm drinking more.
So would you say that the activities you do together as friends now tend to be sort of more relaxed than what you used to do previously in terms of like
definitely more relaxed? Just like when I'm 18, 19, and we'd go about 7 o'clock at night, maybe it's like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and I got ill, so I've got ME, so I was a different person before, so I could go out and I could be like dancing from 8 o'clock at night till 3 o'clock in the morning like a fool, and whereas now like in that you know, if I go out, if we had to go to restaurants and sit there and talk, and then you know, go to a club afterwards and you know, just spend a few hours there, and we like to go somewhere where we can talk, because I don't know, it's an age thing, we didn't talk so much when we were young, we just go out and we stand there and have a drink and. But now, like, I don't know if it's because we don't see each other as much. We like to go out and, you know, catch up and talk. Yeah. Like old men with our pints and put the world to rights.
So do you think it's then, because it sounds like you say your activities you do together have changed. So from going kind of clubbing and partying and obviously seeing each other a lot more probably then to now more relaxing and talking. Do you think that... it was your illness that changed those activities, or do you think it's just the age or the circumstance or almost the location, because you're because you moved away from each other. What do you think had the biggest impact on
me? Yeah, I think it was getting ill. I got fired from my job because as I worked for the council, and then I had to come to terms with being. I came fifth in Britain's fittest man just before I got ill, so I went from being fit to this. Or I had to come to terms with my life again, but you lose a lot of friends when that happens. You know, the people that you train with, but that's why I say I'm a really good friend, because you know, he respected what was going on and he was there to support me, but he wasn't in my face. So
yeah,
I just had to grow and change. But I think age affects it as well. And I think when you settle down and you're in a relationship and your partner sort of becomes your best friend, like his wife will be his best friend, and like it's like, I suppose you'd say my proper best friend now, because you're there together all the time, you talk and you share stuff, and although you talk to your friends, there's some things you wouldn't say that you'd share with a partner and stuff, so
how about other friends? I mean, do you do similar things with other friends?
I've got mainly like go out for a meal, go for a drink around town, and that. The person I will sit there till 4 o'clock in the morning, to put my will to write to me. But when I go out, like I tend to still get up and make a fool out of myself and dance and put it. It's like some friends now you just see like on university and stuff, and you don't really go out for a drink with them and stuff. So there's that. So that's nice as well. You just go for a coffee and stuff and that, because it's nice. You're just there and you're not going to get a hangover or anything.
You're safe from that knowledge of coffee, aren't you?
Yeah.
So kind of slightly different things than you do with other friends. So you say you've got different groups of friends. So you've got university people you've met at university, and then you've got work colleagues. Is there anyone else in that particular group of friends that you're close to?
I did have another best friend, but I'd known him for a long time. But he started taking drugs and he changed. So I mean, I was too ill to be my friend's best man. So he's meant to be the best man, and he let him down a week before the wedding and everything. Then we tried to carry on being friends with him, but he changed so much that I had to walk away.
So he started taking drugs before his wedding.
Yeah.
And then you couldn't be his best man because of your illness.
I was too ill.
And how did he react to that?
Yeah. It was a horrible situation. So I ended up having to tell my friend that my other friend might be his best man, and I felt worse. And I was like, look, if you really need someone to do it, I'll do it. And he's like, no, you can't do it. You're too ill, and it was just a nightmare. And,
Yeah, and how did that make you feel, knowing that you couldn't be?
Yeah, you feel crap, and that's because especially when you're close friends, the two people, and you sort of feel in the middle, because you got two best friends, and it's like, hang on, what did you do?
What do you feel that changed then after that incident? Well, not being able to be best man. How do you feel that changed your friendship?
I don't know. I mean, he just kept getting worse and worse and more selfish and selfish, and he's saying nasty thing about my friend's wife behind the back and then he's come to my friend and saying stuff about me, and he's like trying to play us off, and I've had enough. Mm-hmm. My friend carried on, and he's like, you've got to make an effort. So I made the effort, and each time it was just like, you're getting more and more let down. It's just like, there's no point.
Yeah.
When it starts affecting you and personally and how you feel, and because people do change over time, and events and life affects people, so it's understandable. But you get to the certain point where you have to think, hang on, this is just not working. I suppose it's like, when you've had a bad relationship in the past, and it comes to the time you've got to say, well, hands up, it's not doing me any good, you've got to walk away.
Yeah. When do you think when that point is, would you say?
When you start getting angry about it, I'd say, and it's more bad things than positive things about a relationship, and it's just like, it's just like, hang on, he's really making me hate him, and you're just like, no. When you start feeling like that, it's like, you know,